This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me for the first time from Staccato. This is a, I believe I would just start with calling her a competitive shooter. She is a competitive shooter of a type that you don't see too very often. And she's recent. I don't know how recently she joined Staccato, but I have seen her shoot, and there is no joke in her technique. Joining me now for the first time is Michelle Viscusi. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So let's talk about where you came from. You are a Glock shooter for a very long time, I guess, right? And I became aware of you being a Glock shooter because I saw you in a Corleone Noir video. And your Glock that you shot, you were apparently not somebody who goes out there and says, I am going to try the new thing every time it comes out. Tell me about your time with Glock.
So I was with Glock for 10 years. I started way back in the day, like end of the year in 2012. I got on with Team Glock. Basically, they saw a lot of potential in me and gave me the opportunity to come on the team. I started from Top Shot on History Channel, and that's how they noticed me. I started getting into competition shooting back in the day. I met a lot of competition shooters from Top Shot. So I started back in the day. I won a few national titles, and really I traveled around the world and shot competition. So I had a lot of fun with Glock. It was a great time. In the video that you were talking about, I had this crazy Glock 35 that was all decked out. And it looked, she was really beat up. And you're absolutely right. I don't really go towards the new pistols. I just like what works. And it's not always the prettiest, but yeah.
The gun had a magwell that had to be pushed back all the time, didn't it?
Yeah, it was broke for about like 3 years. I don't know why. I just never fixed it. I never put a new pin in there. No, you know what? My frame broke, and I didn't want to get a new pistol, so I made it work. But I ended up sending the gun back to Taryn at the very end, and he did fix my frame, and so now that magwell is replaced.
So you sent it to Taryn Tactical?
Yeah. I send my guns out to, or at the time, I was sending my guns out to Taryn Tactical.
I mean, who can blame you? I've got three of those. Taryn Tactical is a sponsor of the show, and that, if you're going to shoot a Glock, that is definitely the Glock to shoot. Although, I have to confess, I have problems with out-of-the-box Glocks. Do you have problems with out-of-the-box Glocks, or do you just shoot them well?
No, what are your problems?
So I have hands where I have punched things for a long time. And so over the course of time now, they're arthritic. And I have broken the index finger of my trigger pulling hand enough times to where it's a little crooked, right? When I'm gripping it, and if I ride high up into the beaver tail, my finger is actually coming down, and I'm going diagonally down and across the trigger from high right to low left.
All right.
So when I pull the trigger, I tend to push low left like everybody else seems to do with Glock.
Right. Yep.
Now somebody downloaded some video of me doing it. His name was I can't remember. He was an IPSC or an IPSA grand champion.
Mm-hmm.
And he won his grand championships with a Glock 26.
Oh wow!
And he told me, he said, your problem is where you're gripping the gun. You need to grip the gun. You need to be pressing on the lower part of it, and that will pull your hand back and actually align your finger with the trigger. Try that, which actually does work, but it's not a natural pop. You know, when I'm sticking my hand down there and snatching it out of the holster.
Right.
So
I was gonna say it's usually always the person shooting, and it's either their grip or their trigger control.
Right.
That tends the gun to go low left. We used to hear that all the time. I'm having issues with this gun. It's shooting low left.
Yes. Well, I mean the thing about Taran or any of these guys that make these Glocks is they shave the grip down. So did your grip get, is that one shaved down? Because I see it looks like it's sort of textured. Do you have like a skateboard tape around it or something?
So it's actually has silicone carbide on it, and it was a Gen 4, so it didn't have the finger grooves. So they removed the original texture, put silicone carbide on there, and it matches like that skateboard tape, but it's permanent.
So when you were working with Glock, when you were competing, you were shooting this Glock 35 that had a counterweight on the bottom and all this other stuff. You were trying to shoot in the major category. That's why you shot 40 caliber, right, which you had to explain to Coleon for some reason. I would have thought he would have known that, but, you know, anyway. I digress. During those days, what was your carry gun?
During those days, it was the Glock 43X MOS. I do still have that gun. I do love that gun. I carry that every day. Before the gun came out, I had a Glock 19. Obviously, I couldn't carry that on my body because it was too big. But I would always throw it in a purse. I know that's not the best answer, but hey, I had something on me. But I eventually went to the Glock 43X MOS.
You don't like to carry off body, I take it then.
I do. I just always get a lot of feedback from people when I carry off. Off body.
Well, sometimes off body is the only way you can go if something happens. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But one of the things I saw Michelle doing, and I think it was on Instagram, you were you had the Galco fanny pack with the pistol carry fanny pack. I can't remember the model number, and you've got a Staccato CS in it, and you're actually making it function well because that's part and parcel of it, but you're carrying the gun off body. It's in this, you know, purposely made fanny pack by Galco. That's only, right. It's not designed to have your keys in it or anything else. It's just designed to have the gun.
Right.
And, so what's the model of the fanny pack?
It's called the Fast Track Pack.
That's right.
Yep. Everybody seems to love that. I mean, fanny packs are coming back. So I usually, if I'm like out hiking or whatever it may be, I throw on the fanny pack, Fast Track Pack from Galco, and I can fit my CS, which is now what I carry, from Staccato. But you can get them and fit mostly all models or compact models in the Fast Track Pack.
Yeah. Hang on for me if you would. We're coming up on the first break. Michelle Viscusi is one of the Staccato pros. Joining us for the first time, we're talking guns, talking her background, all this other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Alright, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Michelle Viscusi, she is a Staccato Pro. And we were just talking about fanny packs, which I have the Galco one, and I got it because James Yeager set it up with Galco. James Yeager was a big Galco guy. And
how nice.
Sometimes you have to carry off body because you hurt your back or something. Now, I don't know if that's, if you're old enough for that to be an issue yet. Do you have some body aches every now and again?
Oh, I mean, every now and again, but I don't think I've hit that age yet.
Well,
I can take carry off body because of, like, clothing and what fits and, you know, what works for the day.
Well, sometimes when I'm out, if I'm carrying off body, it's because I'm filming. And to bend myself.
You're filming?
Yes, I'm filming. And to bend myself into certain positions, sometimes I need to be able to do that without having a. Because I carry full-sized guns.
Oh, okay.
And, well, when I say I carry a full-sized gun, right now I'm carrying either a Taran Tactical Glock 17 or a Taran Tactical Glock 26.
Oh, wow, nice.
Although as soon as I get the CS in from Mr. Pignato, I will probably be carrying that.
You're going to love it. Have you shot the CS yet?
I have not shot the CS yet.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It shoots exactly like if you've shot any of the Staccatos, the full-size Staccatos. It feels like you're shooting a full-size Staccato, just smaller. So it's very nice.
Well, I mean, in the beginning, when the first generation of Staccatos that came out, I got the single-stack Staccato C.
Oh, okay.
Which was a little bit smaller than the double-stack Staccato C. And the only problem with that gun, it shot like a big boy. It shot like the Staccato P. Because the Staccato P back in those days was in the same sort of configuration as the Glock 45 with the shorter slide but the full grip.
Right.
And, I mean, that gun was, it was magnificent. But, yeah, the Staccato C, the original Staccato 8-round Staccato C, you could get those 8 rounds on a target real fast.
You're really quick. Yeah, I find that with all the Staccatos. I mean, I shoot so much better with the gun because the gun is amazing. I mean, I thought I shot well with Glock, but this is like next level.
Well, I imagine so. When your time was, were you aware that your time was coming to an end with Glock? Did you think, well, you know, I've done about all I can do here. My work is done here. Where to go next? Or how does that work out? Because I've never been a gun pro before.
Well, so I was an employee of Glock as well as, you know, I was a professional shooter. So that's what I did for the company, but I was also an employee. But I just found that it was time for me to move on and try something different. And that's basically all I'm going to say on that. So, it came pretty quickly. But yeah, I just decided it was my time to go.
Oh, I imagine that happens in lots and lots and lots of professions. So
right.
Let's talk about when you started heading to Staccato. Now, Staccato, it's interesting that you ended up at Staccato because in the 80s, when Glock came out and people were still very much carrying the 1911 platform. Lots of guys were carrying 1911s, and if they needed more capacity, they would carry a Browning.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and the plastic Fantastics were coming out, but they were all double action, single action, because they were trying to get into the Army system. They wanted to eventually be the Beretta, but the striker fired guns weren't really there. And then the first real marketable striker fired gun was Glock, which supposedly would go through an X-ray machine and just be invisible. But it sort of took off, and a lot of people went from 1911 to Glock. And I guess, and I looked at that, and I was just like, huh, I wonder what this is about. I wonder why everybody is doing this way. But I didn't think too much about it. And now I see a lot of people that have been with Glock for some time, not just you, a lot of people that carry Glocks, gravitating back towards Staccato. Why do you think that is?
Honestly, I
I personally cannot compare the two together. They are 100% different guns altogether. I feel like a lot of people out there just like to shop around and have kind of, hey, here's a 2011 and a Glock. Like, they like to have everything. But going from a Glock to Staccato, Staccato is just next level. I feel like it's a custom gun, and you can go out and just purchase a custom gun that's made for you. Like, it's, I don't have anything else to say other than it's next level, and it's top notch. And it's just once people feel and get to shoot the gun, they just realize, holy cow, this gun is so smooth and it's so easy to shoot. They shoot a lot quicker. They're quicker on target, faster, and it overall just makes people a better shooter. So personally, that's why I think people gravitate towards Staccato.
Now, without a doubt, Staccato has done something that a lot of people want to do but haven't been able to do. They've taken the 1911/2011 platform and made it dependable, and that has not escaped. You know, when you talk to Mike Benbow, who's one of the U.S. Marshals that was responsible for taking that gun and evaluating it when they adopted it, you know, this was another Glock shooter at the time. He was a Glock shooter.
Right.
So when he found what he found, and they put it through all the protocol and everything else and all the testing, I'm pretty sure everybody was astounded, because typically you would think this gun would be a not very good handling weapon in inclement conditions. But that turned out not to be the case. But we're going to talk about that. I want to hear your impression of this and everything else. We're speaking with Michelle Viscusi. How do they find you?
I'm sorry, how do they find me?
Yeah, where would they find Michelle? Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is you want to promote.
I am on Facebook under Michelle Viscusi, and you can also find me on Instagram at Scusi23, and I also have a YouTube, and that is under Michelle Viscusi.
Yep. Michelle has a sense of humor. Sort of a cutting sense of humor, which I thoroughly enjoyed watching her and Coleone. It was sort of funny. Coleone, not a competition shooter, I guess. I mean, was he playing? Oh, you know what? You can tell me that in the next segment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Several people are dead after a tornado hit the town of Glen Allen, Missouri, about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Resident Stan Woodfin says the town was wiped out.
All those trees my dad had planted are all laying down in the creek, and the upper part of town is just as bad a shape or worse than this is here.
Authorities are going door-to-door in a search and rescue mission, but four deaths in the town have been confirmed. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not appeal a federal judge's order that he testify in the ongoing investigation of former President Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It's not clear exactly when Pence will appear before the Washington, D.C. grand jury. and get ready to see higher prices at the pump. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut oil production will cause gas prices to rise. Estimates range anywhere from a 10 to 20 cent per gallon increase. The average price of gas in the U.S. right now, $3.52. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Staccato Pro Michelle Viscusi. And Michelle, you are... Did you get picked last a lot when it was time to pick basketball team players on the
teams? Why would you assume that?
Well, because I'm stereotyping. I mean, you know. Anyway, there's a reason behind this. You are diminutive, and but at the same time, you are a you're one of those. There's two women in guns. Two kinds of women in guns. There's the political types, right? And they go around and they do things. And I'm not really a fan. I don't know why.
Okay.
Right? I just don't think they represent as well.
Okay.
And then there's the athlete, the gun athlete types that are out there that are absolutely astonishing to behold, because this is in gun competition, it's almost like women can you equal a man in a gun competition? I mean, are you that good? You look like you're that good.
Yeah. Yes. Up until a certain level, yes. I mean, obviously, women can go out and do the same thing a man can do, but there's only very few women out there who can actually place in the very top five in the world.
But it's doable. It happens.
Yes. Yes, it's very doable. Yes, 100%.
Well, I find that part of it fascinating. And I mean, when I was watching you shoot, I was kind of thinking you might be one of them, just to be honest with you, because you just have that, you just have that kind of control.
Well, I appreciate you. I definitely don't go around being like, I beat all the men I shoot against.
There you go.
It's a very even playing field. It was funny you mentioned this, but this is like my number one question. Like, what's it being like in a male dominated industry, like being a woman? It's like, there's no difference. Like, it's no different at all. Just get out there and get shooting. Who cares if you're a chick or a dude? Go shoot. Like, if it's something you want to do, just get out and start. So to back up the original, women can definitely get out there, shoot, and beat a bunch of men.
Just out of curiosity, as a staccato pro, and I asked Tony Pignato this the other day because I was asking him a question. He's like, well, what does the spot sound like? Have you ever heard the staccato spot? Do you want to hear the staccato spot?
The staccato spot.
Well, it's a commercial here on this show.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Operate at staccato. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
That's a pretty dang good commercial right there.
You like that, do you?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. That's why I got to have the best people from Staccato on the show and talk about Staccato now. With Staccato, while you carry the CS, which gun do you compete with?
I compete with the XL. So that's the biggest model.
Yeah.
I actually just got two new guns. I had the XLs, but they were from the factory. Nothing was done to them. They shot amazing, but I just sent them in back to the factory, and they put some upgrades on there for me. I just got them back, and I've been practicing with them this week. So much fun, and I can't wait to shoot them in competition.
What can they possibly do to an XL?
I just have minor things done. The beaver tails shaved a little bit, so I can shoot it longer without complaining.
Right.
Okay. I have an extended mag release button to kind of make me a little bit quicker getting to that button to do my reloads. I actually put a thumb rest on one of them, but I think I'm going to take it off. I don't really like it too much. It sits too close, and I have like a pretty aggressive forward grip, so it doesn't really work. And they did a few other things that, off the top of my head, I can't even think of.
Does it have a counterweight on it like your Glock did?
No, I'm shooting 9 now, so I don't need a weight.
Okay. Well, I've done a mag dump in a XL before, and it's sort of like it just happens so fast. It's over with so fast. I mean, and it
the gun is absolutely
moving.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's an amazingly smooth gun. Did you put now when you're talking about a thumb rest, you're talking about one of those accelerator pedals that is the rage right now?
Yes. So I used to use one a ton when I was shooting 40. And I needed it, obviously, to help me control the gun. And I figured, hey, this new division is coming out in USPSA called Limited Optics. And so you can have that. So I was like, well, I'll throw it on this gun. But this gun is 9. And so I put it on there, and I kind of overcompensate, and I push the gun forward too far.
Yeah.
So now I need to remove it because I'm shooting 9. So maybe for 40, I would throw it on there. But I don't know if I'm going to go back to limited at all and actually shoot major power factor.
Well, you know, from the standpoint of the marketability of Staccato, first of all, whatever they did, when they came in, when Staccato came in and switched it over from SDI, SDI used to have 5 pages of guns with 20 guns on each page.
Right.
I don't know how they kept up with them. I don't know how anybody else was supposed to keep up with them. Now everybody knows what a Staccato P is.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows what a Staccato P is. Everybody knows what a Staccato C2 is.
Right.
So, I mean, they have done, and the other thing they did, and we'll address this a little bit more, but they came up on the magic formula. Your primary gunsmith, Sean, he got out there and he said, well, if I can keep it from being no looser than this, and I keep it from being no tighter than this, and I keep it somewhere in the middle, this is probably something I can produce on a somewhat mass scale, and I can get a lot of guns out there and do a little bit of testing, do a little bit of smithing on them as they come in and when they come out the other side, and I can throw out a gun that feels like and shoots like a custom gun. And then he did it, and everybody's going, whoa. I mean,
right.
But we'll talk about that in the next segment. Michelle Viscusi is a competitive shooter. She's also a pro at Staccato. And how do they find you again? Where's all the stuff that Michelle's at?
Facebook, I'm under Michelle Viscusi. On Instagram, I'm under Scusi23. And on YouTube, I'm under Michelle Viscusi.
What kind of videos do you have? Well, you know what? Tell me in the next little bit. I was just thinking, I haven't looked at your YouTube channel. I've seen you on YouTube, but I got to go look at that.
Very old.
Well, you know, you've been busy. I mean, you can't be. It's hard to hold a camera when you're running up and down a range of fire. That's
right.
And you're using both hands. I mean, I don't know how that would work. GoPro footage just wouldn't do it justice. Anything. Anyway, we'll be right back talking to Michelle Viscusi, Staccato Pro. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with competitive shooter and Staccato pro Michelle Viscusi. And one thing that Staccato did was it took everybody a minute, but then this year everybody decided to compete with Staccato, and we saw a bunch of Staccato clones coming out. Did you notice that? Were you already with Staccato when that happened?
I was not. I was not. That happened, I think, kind of a little while ago. I kind of remember it last year all happening when people were kind of cloning the gun. I've seen it. I've seen quite a few of them, but yeah, they were already out when I joined over.
Well, I mean, I can see some of the big competition platforms, but like the and I'll just say it out loud, the Springfield Prodigy.
I was trying not to name any names.
Huh?
I said I was trying not to name any names.
Well, I mean, when it came out, everybody's like, it's Staccato for less. No.
Right.
No.
I did actually see a ton of those comments and reviews on social media.
Yeah.
I have not held it in my own hands, but the reviews are that it malfunctions a lot, so I guess you could buy the pistol at a cheaper rate, but the gun doesn't work, so I can't testify for that, but that's what I mean.
I've seen people reviewing it where the rear sight falls off and all this other stuff, and I mean, here's the thing. Staccato, for its price point, what you're getting with it, you know, yeah. Oh, Bill, the P is like $2,000. The C2, this optics ready, $2,400. That is nothing compared to some of the other 2011 builders out there. It's nothing, like some of these custom gunsmiths that get out there.
Oh, yeah.
I've had $6,000-$7,000 guns that don't shoot any better. In fact, some of them shoot worse than a Staccato. Staccato is consistent. It is, and it has achieved this Glock type consistency. Would you agree with that?
I definitely would. The gun runs. I haven't had any issues with it, and I throw thousands of rounds down range a month, so I haven't had any problems yet. Obviously, I'm still brand new, but even, you know, I see a lot of people on social media, and I hear a lot, and people are always putting out reviews like, hey, I've ran 12,000 rounds through this gun, and I haven't had a single issue.
Those guys always, well, I mean, I could see that with a Staccato, but I mean, I've reviewed guns and somebody come back. I have shot 50,000 rounds through my gun like that, and I've never had a problem. I'm like, wow, how much money do you make a year? 50,000 rounds through one gun. Goodness. I don't think I've shot 50,000 rounds with every gun I've ever owned.
No, that's a lot.
That's a lot of rounds. That's a lot of time on the range. The only one that I've seen out there that's sort of a clone, there's a company called Stealth Arms that has come out with the Platypus. Are you familiar with that one?
I have not seen that.
That is a 2011 that takes Glock magazines.
Interesting.
Well, if it has the same grip angle as a Glock, they lose me there because the Staccato grip is renowned. They call it the trifecta. 18 degree grip angle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you picked this up, were you surprised how accurate you were with this gun straight out of the box?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like I said, I didn't even have anything done for the first few months with my competition gun. I was shooting it straight out of the box, and I was shooting matches, local matches here with it, and I was shooting amazing. So it's insane. Like, hey, I could just pick this gun up out of the box and go shoot matches and be just as good as anybody else. You really don't need to do anything to these guns to make them shoot great.
So, Mr. Pignato is sending me some guns, and one gun he's sending me I've never shot, and I want to know what your impression of it is if you have shot it. Have you ever shot the XC?
I knew you were going to say that. It's literally one of the best models, I think. That's just like the, you would have that sound when you open up the box.
The angels sing,
Yeah, it is one of the best guns. It is so fast, so flat. I actually bought my husband one for Christmas, and it's his new favorite gun. So that gun is amazing. You are going to love it.
Where does that fit? So, like, if you're competitive with the XL,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the P as the duty gun, you look at the C2 and the CS as carry guns,
right.
Where does the XC fit?
I would still put it in like a race gun area because I don't know, it just fits. It's the X, like the XC, and the XC and the XL are kind of together. I would still put that as like a race gun. It's literally one of our, I think one of the best guns that we have. But yeah, I would say a race gun.
How much does it weigh?
How much does the gun weigh?
So, like, when you pick it up and you're hefting it between it and the P, are you like, wow, this gun's really heavy compared to the P?
No, I wouldn't say that. You're throwing me off here. I don't know. I'm like, now I'm going to have to go grab both guns and figure it out. But
no, see,
I wouldn't say it's too much heavier than the P, or like a huge noticeably different. I don't know. I can't tell you, to be honest, right now. I don't know.
The reason I'm asking you this is because last time he sent me an XL, I carried that concealed for 3 or 4 days after I got it.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's,
you know,
a big gun to conceal.
You can't. I carry it 3 o'clock, so you can't, like, do a left side bend over too much or it starts to look like you're coming unglued. At your
right.
hip, like you're about to snap as that comes out. I was like, oh, my God. Wow.
I know somebody who carries the XL appendix, which is insane. I mean, he's a big guy, though, but still, it's insane to me.
Well,
I do see a lot of people that carry the XC concealed, too.
Well, I mean, the XL, I mean, the reason that I wanted to try to carry it, sometimes I carry my Taran Tactical 34 concealed.
Mm-hmm.
And with Taran's guns, though, when you get them back, the comparatively speaking, the Glock 34 and a Copperhead, that's really lightweight.
Right.
It weighs a lot less than when you send it to them. So it's not that hard to carry. I didn't have a hard time carrying the XL, though, except for the fact that it was just long. But the reason to carry it is just that fast, it's accurate, it's easy to shoot and everything. I would, you know, I don't know if you have any influence there, but maybe you should talk to them. You should talk to them about making a little shorter barreled, maybe not just make an L.
I got it.
But make it like the XL, right, where it's fast and sprung right way and all that other fun stuff.
I'll put a good word in for you. But yeah. I did just look up. The weight of the pea is 33 ounces, and the weight of the XB is 37 ounces.
So not much.
I don't think it would be noticeably different.
Now, we got about a minute. I'll tell you the other thing I want you to try to work on, and I think I may have mentioned this to you the other day. You need to get with Pingato and say, go find those plans for the Daytonic Striker Fired 2011. Because that was STI built that during the modular handgun series when they were going through all the stuff. It got withdrawn before they actually made it, but they had a striker fired, single action, 2011 type trigger in it. I didn't see it shoot or anything. I haven't ever seen video of it shooting. I can only imagine that somebody like you who comes from Glock, who's a big staccato fan now, they hand this to you and you're like, what's the point of living any longer? This is the optimum. I've reached the zenith. That would be so. Anyway,
I'll have to put that word in too.
And before you go, listen, I'd like to be able to buzz you and bring you back in as time goes on, as new developments arise and everything. And one more time, tell everybody how to find you.
You can find me on Facebook under Michelle Vescusi. You can find me on Instagram under Scusi23. Or you can check me out on YouTube under Michelle Vescusi.
Anybody that gives her any, untoward comments or anything, she will deal with you, and it'll be ugly. I mean, I just suspect that just from what I see. Anyway, thank you for joining me today. Give my regards to Mr. Pignato. Staccato 2011. It's just the best gun in the world, and they're attracting the best talent available out of the shooters today. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.